Hey everybody, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. Ironic, isn't it, how an invisible enemy can make a chronic weakness so plainly apparent? If ever there's a time when it's obvious how unwise it is to have health insurance for American families tied to employment, now is that time. Here we are in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, and millions of Americans have lost their jobs. We're talking levels of unemployment not seen since the Great Depression. And when the cause of job loss is a public health crisis, insurance coverage is disrupted right when it's needed most. It's nuts to hold on to a system that puts the health of millions of Americans, especially those working in retail, the service sector, and the gig economy, at the mercy of harsh new economic realities, one of which is the need to change jobs much more frequently than in the past. It's nuts to keep a system that puts American manufacturers at a profound competitive disadvantage because they have health insurance costs on their ledgers and so many of their overseas rivals don't. It's nuts that the system we have now adds thousands of dollars to the cost of making cars in this country. It's nuts that more of the cost of each of those cars is health insurance than steel. It's nuts to preserve a system that traps people in dead-end jobs they can't afford to leave because that's how their families get health insurance, even when they have lifelong dreams of starting their own businesses that could employ countless others and boost the economy. It's nuts to stubbornly stick with a system with administrative costs twice as high as the global average. It's nuts that compared to the rest of the world, more of our healthcare dollars pay for paperwork and less of the spending goes for patient care. That's because we have a multi-payer system, forcing healthcare providers to submit claims for payment to dozens of different insurance companies, which profit from the transactions. This is why the U.S. has the least efficient healthcare system among 11 of the world's richest nations. It's nuts that we spend more on healthcare and get less. It's nuts that we refuse to replace the multi-payer system we have now with a single-payer system like Medicare for All, when doing so would save $2 trillion over 10 years, according to one study, and more like $5 trillion, according to another analysis. All Americans should be allowed to benefit from the fact that Medicare does a far better job of controlling costs and is much more administratively efficient than the rest of the U.S. healthcare system. All Americans should have affordable and high-quality health coverage, whether we are between jobs or have no choice but to change occupations or have fallen on hard times. Hard times brought on, for example, by a pandemic. It's nuts that it takes something we can't see to finally bring these realities into plain sight. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, this is Mike McCabe.